Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Trying to pay these damn bills. Killing me. I need some help up in here, goddamn.
But now it's nothing, nothing without you, baby. My whole world is incomplete. Cause, honey, I can't see you no more. That was all that you said, baby. But you just might as well have raised the gun to my head. Baby, baby, I'm about to do it.
Yes. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. I have finally made it. It's been so hectic around here, you know, but I'm here. I am here. After this week, I think I will be back to my regularly scheduled shows, which is Monday through Thursday, 5 to 7. But I don't think I'm going to be able to have one tomorrow because I have to go to, having some business tomorrow, too. I'm still trying to pay bills. This shit is, like I said, it is so hard. But, you know, as long as this breath up in me, air up in me, I got to do what I got to do, you know. No complaints whatsoever, you know. As long as God wake me up, hey, I'm good. Anyway, today is Open Mic Tuesday. You know, the microphone is yours. I'm going to play one more song, and then, you know, I always have a question. So I do have a question as well, so.
Hello, who is this?
Okay. Uncle Charlie, it's me, Case.
Boy, this better be good, waking me up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I think my girl left me for another man.
What you talking about, boy?
Man, I came home, all this shit is gone, I don't know what to do. Uncle Charlie, I need you to tell me what to do, man.
Man, talk to me.
This number's on my
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to Shy Romance Secret Spot. Waiting on my host, Casanova, to call in. And, you know, today is open mic freestyle. You know how you do it. And starting off blessing this microphone, I'm going to have the little young T.E.Z. throwing something on here. Then he's going to run to the store for me. And by then, hopefully, my co-host will be in. I'll let him spit something for Cass before I let him run on outside. Okay, baby, are you ready? Here you go, my little man. Make sure you say hi.
Hello, world.
You have to say it loud, buddy. Oh, yeah. Let me hear loud. Say, what's up? Like, you're on the radio.
Oh, what up, everybody?
Like, you're the DJ. Bless you. Tell me your name, what you ready to do?
My name is Tiz from the Bus Freestyle. All right. Straight gutter on this flow, because it's nothing to the test. We rappers are so stupid, you can say I'm special ed, and my style is so fresh, I dress to impress, it's test, my freestyle is one of the best, better than the rest, but I compare myself to no other, I'm all about myself, but yes, I got my three little brothers, I represent the South, and I love my mother, it's TZ up in this thing, yeah, I'm changing the color, I like the sporty red, black, and white, because the color's tight, I sport them with my J's, I sport it every night, I sport it every day, early and really bright, and everybody know I'm rapping with all of my might, my freestyle is so insane, cause I get it from my veins, from my soul, cause I'm telling you, lit man, I'm a beast with this thing, just to let you haters know, beast mode is where I go when I transform, that's for sure. Hey, see it in my eyes because my eyes be real red because I'm about to cry, I'm about to bust somebody head, but I ain't with the fighting stuff because it ain't nothing to me, man. I tell my boy Lil Collar, go on here and throw them hands. Dang, he swing, hit him with a two-piece real quick. Tell my mama gonna call up the click, and that's the fam. So when we call a fam, you know it's really going down. My family gonna have to clam.
Tell them how to catch up with you. Tell your mom say Facebook. That was something from the little young T.E.Z. My little knucklehead son. Trying to do a little something. Anyway, let me play something else for you all. Thank you for tuning in. The call in number is 347-677-0889.
Yo, C. Yo, we need to get out and do something, man. Got all these hot cars and hot cribs. Ain't got nobody to share it with, baby. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Hey, girl. How you doing? My name is Charlie. That's a good one. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you
show
out.
You a good time.
Oh,
invite
out.
You to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. Name is Charlie.
With all of this fortune, what am I doing single? Sometimes I tell myself, man, get out and mingle. You don't have to be alone, you need someone to love. But being famous, sometimes it's hard to find someone to trust.
But here with that this time, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
That I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey girl, how you doing?
How you doing?
My name is Charlie.
Charlie.
Leslie Wilson. I was wondering if
yeah.
I could take you out.
Take you out.
Invite you to
Here is my number.
Call me.
Don't forget, no.
My name is Charlie.
Now I ain't got nobody to ride in my new coupe with. Ain't even got nobody to chill with on the weekend. This is just a house, just a one makes it a home. Love don't count me out, cause I'm so all alone.
But here with that this time,
one hell of a
deja vu.
Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
I know you've heard this somewhere.
You know I want you, girl, for sure.
And that's why I'm introducing myself.
Hey, girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie.
First name Charlie.
Last name Wilson.
Last name Wilson.
I was wondering
if I could take you out,
show you a good time,
show you a good time,
invite you to
in my crib.
Yes, yes, yes. Again, oh, that was Mr. Charlie Wilson. My name is Charlotte. Charlie asked me, like, you were kind of sick then, huh? Let me go to this phone line. I see my co-host, Mr. Casanova, has touched down. If I can get this old raglass mouth act right. Yeah, my son cut one of my mouths in half with the scissors, and the dog bit the other one. I went and got another one after that, and then the damn dog chewed the wires off that one. Just can't win for losing. Good evening, Casanova. What's up, Big Papa?
What it do?
Another beautiful day. God, I need more to send some money down here. Help me pay you damn bill.
I ain't spending your ass.
Oh, okay.
You don't fuck with me and listen to this show, so you know you.
That's
know
not
you
fucking true.
I done 86 your ass.
You done 86 me.
Hey,
I ain't been home today, Captain. I've been trying to handle some damn business today.
From five to seven, Ellie. That's all the time you get. Enjoy.
So hold up, that's the only damn time I call you.
No album coming out. Fuck all that shit.
You say what?
Yeah. No album.
Well, what
no,
you just said? No album coming out.
No album.
So you native fix me? You said you the native fix me?
Yeah.
That's how you want to do it?
I'm just saying.
That's how you want to do it.
I'm just saying, now. You ain't got no time unless we on this show. No time.
Casanova.
My partner get shot five times in the back. Okay? I'm going to call you back. She'll be 12 hours later.
Yeah, I call back.
Yeah, I call. Yeah, to tell me you finna get on the show.
I just walked in the damn house when I called you, Casanova.
Hey, you stun your ass.
Well, you know what? I ain't studying your ass. I ain't finna be sitting up on this motherfucking phone explaining shit to you. If you 86 me, damn it, you just been fucking 86 me, all right?
Well, now they went to 98. It was 86. Now they're 98.
86, 98, add 5, 62, it don't matter. Take 4 from it, shit, it don't matter. 80, whatever the hell.
It didn't went up to 10 billion. Barack Obama.
It don't matter.
Stimulus package. It didn't went to 10 million now.
We ain't getting no damn stimulus money.
Your ass didn't did it now.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever, that's how you want to
do
it?
What it do?
Oh, now it's fucking what it do. What it do?
It been what it do. It's still going to be what it do. Hey, 5 to 7, over here. Long like a motherfucker.
So you saying after that you ain't going to fuck with me?
Hell, I was on the show yesterday.
So after that you ain't fucking with me no more. That what you saying?
I called in at 5 o'clock.
Answer the question.
Know
what you saying? You ain't fucking with me no more.
Tell me
I'm trying to get a clear understanding, Casanova, so it won't be no problems or no misconceptions or anything. You're saying? You're saying outside of this show, you're not fucking with me no more. That's what you're saying.
Hey, you actually showed that. You said it yourself.
You are saying out your mouth right now that outside of this show, you're not gonna fuck with me.
Yeah, you said 20.
Answer the baby. Would you please answer the question so I know, so it won't be no type of misunderstanding.
And I wouldn't misunderstand it.
You're saying, you just said, right, that outside this show, 5 to 7, you ain't fucking with me no more, right?
It's already misunderstanding.
That's what you said. That's what you're saying.
It's already misunderstanding.
Why you can't answer the question, baby?
Anyway,
hold up, I'm trying to come to an understanding or something. Get out of my room.
No, ain't no understanding to come to. I just said what I had to say.
So outside the show, 5 to 7, you ain't fucking with me. I got that understanding. Okay, next. Thank you all so much for tuning in.
Yeah,
Today is open mic. Y'all miss T to the E to the Z. What?
God damn it.
What the hell you say?
Yeah, I was on the show yesterday by my goddamn self. Me and the British lady. All goddamn five of them. I kept calling back.
Good afternoon, sister. Good afternoon, lady.
It's not another show I had to 23 hours. I did it from 5 to 7. See how loyal I am? I still got the show going on.
And I still love. That's how come you got to get up on the internet
shit.
So you can be doing it when I can't tune in.
You don't love nothing.
I do.
And Team Reed.
This shit's hard as hell.
You love Roscoe Pico Train. What's the dog's sheriff? What's his name? What's the damn dog name? Flash. You and Flash. Flash and Team Reed. That's what you love.
Smokey, my damn dog name, damn it.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you. Smokey and the Bandit. You the Bandit. I'm gonna start calling you the Bandit.
Whatever. You know I be fucking busy. It's like a job. You know I be busy trying to work a little bit
and
come home and handle this business.
Casanova got so much shit going on, boy, you just don't know. We did a show yesterday, turn it out, man. You know what I'm saying? But I got so much shit going on, but I still make time to see what's up with you because outside this show, man, you know, that was wrong with a lot of rap groups and a lot of jobs and a lot of things. See, when you spend a lot of time with people, especially when it comes to jobs and working around people, you have to, you know, it needs to be more than just a job necessarily. I ain't saying make friends or nothing. But you see these people majority of the time than what you do at home. So you gotta you don't want to go to work every day and have no bad fuck this motherfucker because every day gonna be hell. You gotta try to develop some kind of relationship with the motherfucker. Just you know what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is this right here. See, I try to not make it just from 5 to 7. I try to be there for a leaning shoulder when you need somebody to talk to outside the show. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody to kick it with. You know what I'm saying? Try to burn with you. You know you got a bad habit. You know what I'm saying? When you get in your mood, you don't fuck with everybody else. Think, hey, everybody else feel shy romance is doing this shit right here. Deal with it. And see, that's all right sometimes, I understand, but all the goddamn time you can't do it like that because other people got feelings too.
And
you know
I'm letting
saying?
You speak. Go on let all that shit out, so before
what?
I speak, go on let all that shit out.
No, hey, you can speak all you want.
No, I'm letting you speak right now. Go on speak, my king.
Go ahead,
speak. Let that shit out.
Go ahead and speak, Coretta Scott. You
now, for those of you all who just tuning in, my co-host is kind of pissed off at me because, you know, I've been trying to hand up on some business and shit, and he feel as if, you know, regardless of whatever the fuck's going on, regardless of whatever the fuck else is going on with me, damn it, I'm supposed to be here. That's what he feel like. But keep in mind, and I'm, okay, Casanova, I let you speak. Can you please fucking let me speak now?
They got their British lady more.
I just let you speak, Casanova. Can you please let me speak too now?
Yeah, welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Look, let me
like
meet your damn mom. Can you let me speak for a minute, baby? So I have to meet your damn microphone.
You need that motherfucker you want to.
Now, like I was saying before I was rudely interrupted by my fucking co-host. Now, I'm not asking for no sympathy. I'm not asking for no pity. But those of you all out here in Blog Talk Radio, y'all know that I have 4 little kids. My 3 babies are ADHD, ADD, and ODD. Now, it is only me. I get no fucking TANF. I get stamps and I love them. But I get no TANF. I get no welfare. I get no child support. I get none of that shit. Everything, I have no man. So I have no extra help. Everything that gets done up in this goddamn apartment is on me and me only. So that being said, sometimes I have to step out and try to see if I could go and get me some goddamn money. I got to go to work. I still have to maintain this damn household. I love everybody out here who tunes in to BTR, and please, if it comes a day like yesterday when I'm not able to have a show, don't think that that's because I do not love you all, because I do. I thank you so much for tuning in to check out the show, but I'm human. That being said, sometimes, you know, I probably won't be able to make it from 5 to 7. Sometimes I probably don't be able to make it that day, you know, but I will have a show. A show still, you know, will be on the next day or the day after. You know, and everybody who's tuning in today, thank you. My co-host said outside of the show, he's through fucking with me, and that's all right, too. Now, the topic for today was a topic that my co-host came up with. It was basically, you know, would you take your girlfriend or your boyfriend to the club with you? If, you know, why not? That's basically what you had said. I see you too, Sadie J. That was the topic. Would you take your loved one, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, yeah, your mistress. Would you take them to the club with you? What's your answer on that, Cass? Oh, you ain't saying nothing? I thought you muted my goddamn mic.
Now. You just like my mama.
I ain't mute no damn mic
you
yet.
You just like my mama. You just like my mama. One minute. Shut up. Don't say another word. Do you hear me? Do you hear what I'm saying? Now, I ain't going to tell your ass no more. When I talk to you, you ask me. Now, shut up. Don't say nothing. Do you hear me? You keep telling me, do something, do something.
Ask
you say you're going to mute my goddamn mic. One minute you say you're going to do this. Man, you know what? Hey, this abuse I'm getting, I'm letting y'all know now. Hey, this shit got to stop somewhere. I'm taking it for so long now.
Baby, answer the question, please.
Hey, you know, it is what it is. What it do, what it do. that's all I'm going to say. What it do, what it do. Go to City J. What it do, what it do.
Oh, you don't even want to answer the damn. Let me go to City J. City J, baby, good evening. How are you?
Oh, my. Y'all in this country.
What you say, babe?
I almost thought this time. I almost thought it was the end.
Yeah. Got Kevin Noah got me up on here fussing and shit. I don't know. He mad at me and everything. Talking about, I don't fuck with him. And I don't know what the hell wrong with him. Something up in the damn air. It's this damn Mississippi air right now, I guess.
Oh, you know nobody can't stay mad at you for too long.
But, yeah, I was trying to tell him, you know, I couldn't do my show yesterday. My baby, my 4-year-old.
I know, I noticed that. But yeah. I thought that, but you didn't schedule a show. When I looked at the thing, you already had the show scheduled for Tuesday, so I figured you were going to have a show yesterday.
Yeah, my, you know, it's always something going on. This is my third mouse that I got within the last couple of days. I had one, my son, he got some scissors and cut, I mean, he just cut my damn wire in half. My mouse wire, he cut it in half. So I had to go get one behind that one. The next one, my damn dog, he chewed that one up. He chewed the end of it up, and I couldn't use that one. Then I just went and got me another one. So.
You know what?
What?
You stop telling people because of Jerry and Sylvester is why I'm pissed off. Okay, Jerry and Sylvester ain't got shit to do with it.
I didn't even say shit. I'm no fucking Jerry and Sylvester.
Tom,
I'm Papa Teddy J. Teddy J, how was your weekend?
Tom and Sylvester.
My weekend.
Teddy J, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. It was
good.
Oh, but the exception of a crazy stalker knocking on my door on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, it was a great day.
You said with exception of what?
I'm a crazy stalker knocking on my door for 30 minutes straight. If I didn't answer the door the first 30 minutes, I mean, if I answered the door the first 2 minutes, basically I'm going to answer it for the next couple of minutes. I was like, okay.
Okay.
I know as I let the door, I'm not answering that shit.
This somebody who
so my ass with? Getting woke quickly. This is somebody I used to talk to that has completely lost their mind. And one moment they said anyone
was talking
had
with?
Shit. Yeah, they lost the fucking loony.
But you done did, so I'm scared of your shit.
No, you should. They did me. Why? I mean, and the thing was, it's so ironic. Like they did some shit and then cut me loose. But then when they come back and then all of a sudden you have remorse. I'm sorry. And but you call and I called her. And this one I was through with her. I called her back and then she and I was like, oh, you sorry. And then she acted like she didn't say that. And I was like, okay, we're gonna play games or something else. And then that's when I said I'm letting it go.
So she cut you loose because of something that went on, and now she wants you back, and you don't want her back, so she's just losing her mind.
Yes, she losing her cotton picking mind.
And she's going to sit her ass up there and knock on your door for a whole while straight.
I was pissed off, too. I was getting good sleep.
Why'd you just think how the damn lie on her then? You must like that shit.
Nah, I don't know. No, because I had called laws about something I did before, and I felt crazy. I felt like... Okay, they're going to say, this guy's always calling about someone doing some crazy shit. So, these balls
now.
Right here, I'll be wanting to miss. So, yeah.
That's something now.
Yeah, I was getting like, good sleep.
Well, let me ask you a question since you say if you call.
I was dreaming about you, too. That's what messed it up.
Huh?
I was dreaming about you. That's what pissed me off.
You was dreaming
before
about
she
me?
Knocked in my Yep.
I
was like,
she didn't fuck up that dream
door.
About me. I had to go find her and whoop her ass fucking up your dream. So for real, Tasha. She don't do that one. Let me ask you a question, Sadie J, because I noticed that you said first, you know, the topic is basically would you bring your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your mate, your significant other, to the club with you? You know, that's Casanova's topic. He wanted me to speak up on that. Casanova.
Yeah,
I unmute his phone? Casanova.
What?
Yeah, ask your question, your topic, baby.
Well, what's your take on it? I mean, no one's ever brought this up, and now it's about time somebody brought this topic up.
Okay.
Somebody finally brought this topic up.
Well,
so, shouts out to you for that one.
Now, that's Casanova. He brought it to the table.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, shouts out to him. That's what I mean.
Cass.
Well,
yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, speak up on your topic, boo.
I mean, my thing about it is, man, you know, personally, I've been in a couple of situations myself, but then, you know, I see these dudes, man, you know, like they bring their girl or their wife or whoever to the club, and that's the wrong spot to bring them because everybody in there everybody there to basically take something home. 9 times out of 10, it's that 10% that ain't there, but most of them getting drunk and meeting somebody, so... You go in a club, you trying to dance with your girl or your wife, and she dancing. If you behind her, somebody going to try to get in front of her. And if you in front of her, somebody going to try to get behind her. So I think you know, it depends on what kind of club. But if it's a little jazz club with a little band playing a live band, that's all right. But if you going in there where they getting rowdy and doing the stanky leg and pop, lock, and drop, man, that ain't where you need to take somebody that you care about. That's just my opinion.
Okay. What you think about that, Sadie?
That's bugging me forever because I hate, like pretty much what you said, it's like a more of a lounge or whatever. It's cool, but if it's a club where it's basically geared for people who are single or people who are going with their mates to the club with them, and I hate that crap because you gotta feel like, okay, who can I not dance with? Because okay, there's a man, I want them to be like, oh. Man, you dance with my girl, man. And it's just stupid, you know. I don't understand that crap.
Right.
It's like, don't bring sand to the beach. Expect me not to play on it.
Okay. I got to, I'm going to answer that question. Let me go to this 314 caller right fast. 314, good evening. You are on the air. Let us know who's calling and where you're calling from.
This is Sister from St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, Sister, how are you?
I'm doing well.
How are you? You know, our topic is would you bring your significant other to the club? Why or why not? And I know I be loving your poetry, so you know the microphone is open to you as well.
Well, thank you very much. For me, it's either or. If you decide to go together, a lot of times, first off, it depends on your age group. It really and truly depends on your age group and I guess your mentality, because there are some people that are in certain age groups that still act like they're in the last age group. But anyway, it depends on your age group, it depends on your mentality, and it depends on what you're going there for. If you're going hanging out with your guy or your girl just to have fun, you know, we're going to just go dancing together. Okay, that's fine. But if you're going and you're hoping that you're meeting somebody at the same time, well, it's probably best you just leave whoever at home if that's what you're going to do. But then again, if you got whoever to have at home, why are you out in the club anyway? I mean, searching for someone else. Now, if you go into the club and it's just a group thing, like me and my girls, we go hang out at the club every blue moon or so, especially if it's a birthday party or something. We'll go out for their birthday. We're not trying. We're there to entertain one another. When we leave together, we come back home together. We're not trying to pick up anyone. We are allowed to dance with whoever we want to dance with. But the whole premise of it is just to have fun, do the little birthday thing, and come on back home. For those of us that have significant others, you know, we come home to our significant others. Those that don't have anyone else, then they may come home with a few phone numbers. But, you know, it's your maturity level. It depends on your maturity level.
I agree with that. I agree with that. And that was coming from Sister, Sister, Sister. Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome.
So you have a nice little piece for us.
Oh, not today. I haven't been writing in a little while, and I do apologize.
Okay.
I can try to dig something real quick. Hold on.
So that's fine.
Okay,
that is fine.
I always got a notebook somewhere around
here. I ain't got even books. I had some time to come over here looking for some. I had tablets over here. I had a whole bag, about two or three tote bags full. So I'm like, what is all that? Oh, that's my writing. That's
right.
That's my pieces. Like, dang.
I know that's right. I do it all the time. I'm just
yeah.
like, I write wherever I can write.
That's why I am. Like I say, I was on, I want to say that was Infinity Show. Epiphany show. It was somebody's show. I was on the some guy. I want to say that it was Dark Chocolate. I'm not sure. It was one of them. They were talking about how they was writing on Tisha. And they got a thought and everybody was laughing. I'm like, man, I can't even laugh on that because I've done that. I'm like, I've actually done it. I've been up in the bathroom like, oh, I can't find no paper. I can't find nothing. I'm up in there writing up on the Tisha. I'm like, man, oh, I hope I don't mess this up. You know, but it's like whenever the mood hits you, you know, you got to get that thought and idea out.
That's correct. Oh, I've got one for you.
Okay.
This is a little play on our what's going on in society today. So it's kind of short.
Okay.
And the title of this is When She Woke.
Okay, let me mute mic so don't nobody interrupt you right there.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right, and it reads, the sun had set its noonday stride. Bills to be paid, baby changed, and still she lies. Waiting. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll start one more time, and then I'll quit if I don't get it right. Okay, it goes. The sun had set its noonday stride. Bills to be paid, baby changed, and still she lies. Wanting the dream to change, a man, not men, to call her name, rescue her from the parade of passerbyers, onlookers, seeking what they can find free, meetings without conversation, sex without expectation, relating without the relationship. It was fun, but home to family he must run. When she woke to wipe her eyes, she felt moisture between her thighs. The crime this time, she thought he cared. But like all little boys with toys that didn't obey the rules of the game, he didn't leave it as he found it, and she was wearing the shame. When the clinic door swang and they called her name, she woke. Thank God it was just a dream.
Dang, I like that.
Thank you very much.
I like that. I love your readings. I love your poetry anyway.
Well, thank you.
Love it. Again, you can, feel free to call and bless my microphone whenever. Whenever.
You
have a home here with Shy and Cass down here up in the secret spot. You know, Cass Nova, he was kind of mad at me. He said, you're just not dedicated. I'm like, well, shit, Cass, I be kind of tied up, ripping and running. Ain't like I got nobody to run the errands for me or anything.
Right. I know the feeling. I know the feeling. Been that, done that. We'll be writing a book about it.
Yes. For real. So,
you have a blessed day, and I'll continue to listen to the show from the chat room.
Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
That was Miss Sister, Sister, Sister Casanova. I hope I didn't hang up the phone on him, but he was disconnected, so I'm hoping he called back in. We have Mr. Peace Speaker on the line. Now, at the same time, I'm also in here trying to cook, too, because, like I said, when I made it in the house, it was 5 o'clock straight up, and I just came in. I ain't cooking anything today. I'm being lazy today, so it's peace and fries today. So I'm going to run in here and check up on this pizza. And, again, if those of you all who are just tuning in, the call-in number is 347-677-0889. It is open mic. Call in and just show your talent, express yourself any means Poetry, poetry, spoken word, R&B, rap, freestyle, it doesn't matter. You know, the microphone is your baby today. Take it hostage if you want. Just give it back to me at the end of the show. Now, while I run in here and go check up on this, the topic today is, would you take your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your significant other, you know, any sort, whichever, whoever that may be, you know, would you take them to the club with you? Think on that question, and in the meantime, I'm going to play one song, and then I will be right back.
I'm a flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. Winking eyes at me when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to me, because I'm a flirt. And baby, I swear to tell the truth and the whole truth. When it comes to those, I'll be pimping like I'm supposed to. Rolling like I'm supposed to. Shining like I'm supposed to. In the club, freaking with honeys like I'm supposed to. I don't understand when a player brings his girlfriend to the club. Freaking all on the floor with his girlfriend in the club. And wonder why all these players trying to holler at her. Just soon as she go to the bathroom, player, I'm going to holler at her. A dog on the prowl when I'm. If I could, man, I probably would work with all of y'all. Yeah, yeah, homie, you say she your girlfriend. But when I step up to her, I'ma be like cousin. Believe me, man, this is how them players do it in the shot. And plus, we got them player at flirters in the shot. Now, the moral of the story is cuff your chick. Cause, hey, I'm black, handsome, I sing. Plus, I'm rich, and I'm a flirt.
Hey, homie, you ain't getting no money. You better keep away from me, you dig?
Well, if you love your girl, I wanna keep your girl. I'll be walking up and asking me to meet your girl. Because I'm well enough to flirt when I see your girl. She went the eyes on the slide. I see your girl. Best treat your girl right. Cause another man will. Treat your girl like another man will. Cause you need your wife and I see your wife. Let me be for real. How long you think it's finna be your wife? When I'm living the life, you just keep it right. Your old lady look at me cause she ain't hitting it right. She probably used to like you cause you the been the type. But that's until it came along and put some dick in the light. When I say how that ass looking thick in the light. I know that she was checking me and digging the ice. Hey, if I get that tonight, better hit that twice. I could even make a mind if I hit that right. You know, smack that thing, just hit that right. On that dresser, yeah, that's right. Pulling on her hair like we're getting in a fight. Yeah, I know it's kind of tight, but it'll smell just right. So if your girl's sexy and she pass me, don't be upset, G, cause you might catch me trying to catch a glance of a skirt that we're clan in reverse. If I see her, I'm like a
let's
dance.
Go, y'all. When I pull up to the club, all the shouters be like, damn, 28, then I be like, girl, you know just who I am. Don't hate, hate. See, I done fell in love with a stripper, y'all. All I do is flirt with her and I get them draws. Said if pain was born to flirt, now you can't down that. Now I'm a forever, I'm in or out of town. Why they call me Teddy Pendergrass? I be like, I'ma see ya, only mama me, I'm on pain. What is in vain? I'm feeling your vibe and I'm hoping you feel the same. I'ma wink my eye and let you know I got the game. When I pass by, I know exactly what to say. He's so good, yes, he's so good. The hate show.
Chick on the low, I'm a flirt.
When she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to me, because I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, because I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her. Then don't bring around me, because I'm a flirt. I'm a remix. Now if you walk up in the club with a bad chick, and she's looking at me, then I'm gonna hit. Man, jacking for chicks, I tried to quit it, but I'm a player, homie, so I had to hit it. While you're buying our drinks in the club, acting like you in love, starting like you all thug, we were switching numbers. She looking at you and I walk by, you turn your head, she wink her eye. I can't help it if she checking for a platinum type of guy. She be calling me daddy,
and I be calling her mommy.
She be calling you Kelly, when your name is Tommy. I don't know what y'all be thinking when you bring them around me. Let me remind you that I am the king of R&B. Do you know what that means? That means if you love your chick, don't bring her to the VIP. Cause I might leave with your chick.
What?
Just keeping
no, you
it real. It's a player's film.
Don't take no chick to the club when you just met him. Cause I'm a flirt with a fire. And he gon' flirt
with a
fire.
Y'all better watch out, Kev, but he gon' flirt with him. I don't think that's too nice, but I know there ain't no damn 12-year-old in the club. He's a flirt or a pedophile. Kev, no, I see that you're back with us. Kev say he's a flirt. You don't got to worry about him flirting with your girl.
Go ahead.
What'd you say, Kev?
Say what?
Okay, Kev say he's a flirt. He ain't flirting no motherfucker. I ain't letting no 12 and 13-year-olds up in the club. He ain't going to flirt with your girl. We had a Peace Seeker on the line as well as Ceddie J. Peace Seeker. Good evening, baby. How are you?
What's happening?
Not much. Another beautiful day, that's for sure. That is.
Cass, what you want to do?
Cass, no.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Ben Tay say, what it do?
What's up, man?
What's happening?
He ain't feeling too good today.
You can hear
it in the voice, can't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You doing all right, man?
Well.
You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm holding down.
No.
Signs are acting up. But, man, I'm good.
You say your sign is acting up?
Yep.
I hope you feel better, baby. Hope you feel better. Casanova got, well, Casanova got the topic for today. Casanova, speak up on your topic, baby.
No idea, man. You know, I was just saying, man. You know, what's your opinion on as far as, you know, taking your it ain't gotta be your wife or your I guess your girlfriend or somebody, but you know somebody that you care about, regardless how feelings for, man. You know, what you think about taking them to the club? You know what I'm talking about? I mean, not just no jazz club, but just a club like that. But I'm saying where people be getting, you know what I'm saying, where they getting drunk and they getting on each other. You know, taking them to that kind of club, that kind of environment. You know, what you thought about doing it?
I don't know, man. I'm kind of skeptical about that, you know, be honest. But I guess if she with you, she with you.
Mm-hmm.
She with you. Sometimes, you know, people in the environment, they get a couple of drinks in their system, they become a whole different person.
Right.
You know,
same.
My thing about it is this right here, though. Just like, you know, when you were small or whatever, you know what I'm saying, and you ask for the key to the car, and your mama might make the statement, you know, I ain't so much worried about you, it's the people out there, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know what I'm saying? Not like that. So you ain't necessarily just saying she gonna act up, but, man, when them dudes get that shit, that oil in them, man, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, they don't give a shit. If they all, they don't give a shit for they get the oil in them. Show up, don't give a shit, goddamn it, when they're all in them.
Right.
They gonna goddamn me, and she might have on a little apple bottom jeans, drop it to the floor, and let nigga see some ass bouncing. He gonna go to it. He don't give a shit if she with a man or nobody. And see, you there just to have a good time with her, but you gonna end up fighting. And then you know what I'm saying? I don't know how they do it up your way, but in Jacktown, goddamn it, if a motherfucker say what it do, it ain't too much fist fight going on. If it'll be about 8 clips empty for the night over with. And if they don't get you at the club, they gonna get you on the highway and shoot the nose off that motherfucker. I promise you, that's how it go. So that's why I have skeptics. You know, that's why I'm skeptical about doing it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how it is in other states, but I know in my state down here, they shoot first and don't ask no questions. They don't ask no questions. They just shoot. You know what I'm saying? And even if the girl tell, like say for instance, if your girl even says, you know, like I'm with my man, you know, step off. They gonna back up and be like, okay, baby girl. But they still gonna be mad. They go outside, they probably shoot up in the air. They ain't gonna shoot at you, they just shoot up in the air because they pissed off. I'm telling you now, that's how they do it down here. So I'm saying, you know, that's why I said it. Somebody that I care about, now if it's just a freak or somebody, you know what I'm saying, I mean, out the street, is a different story. But I'm talking about my girl or my lady, somebody I got feelings for, baby mama or whatever. You know, well, no, hell no. I ain't going to the club with her.
See, my issue would be what she wears to the club that draws attention. Sometimes they dress up one way, and then when you take them out or whatever, it's like a whole different person from you. Like, wait a minute, you don't wear that on a regular day. You don't look like this all the time. Why you want to do what you like? What you do? You trying to impress now.
But what if I didn't answer the question. Let me tell y'all my answer to it, because I was just trying to make sure everybody spoke, because y'all know I always have my say anyway. You know, but I was just trying to make sure everybody had a chance to answer this question. And if you did not answer, please feel free to call in 347-677-0889. I'm going to answer the question, and I'm also going to give you all something that happened to me. Well, actually, I'm going to tell y'all what happened first. When I was married, you know, me and my husband would go out sometimes. And my ex-husband, he used to hang with some guys. And they was real cool because, you know, they was real cool. We're best friends to the day. They only got out the way once, and that was when, like, we first met. And I was like, look, y'all ain't going to be coming up in our house and at the same time trying to holler at me. You're not going to disrespect me. You're not going to disrespect my household. And then you're not going to disrespect my husband like that. You know, so after that, we didn't have that problem. Me and my ex-husband, we went out one night. And I ain't lying. Before we even went out, I had put on this little red skirt dress thing with two slits up the side. Had the little red tight top. I got a picture. That picture on my MySpace, that red, that's what I wore out one night. Before I left the house.
Yes,
before I went out, I was like, baby, how I look? I look all right. He was like, yeah. I say, you sure? You don't got no problem with this? So he was like, nah, you look fine. You look good, because I don't want nobody. Don't nobody else want, you know. So you fine, baby. I'm like, all right, cool. When we get to the club, everything is fine and dandy. And I think like an hour and a half later, 2 hours later, all of a sudden, he looking at me. He's snapping on me. Why the hell you wore that shit out down here? I'm like, baby, what the fuck's going on? You know, and, I mean, I was kind of lost because I didn't know what the fuck had happened in between the time we left the house to the time we made it to the club. Wasn't nobody dancing up on me, you know. A couple dudes asked me to dance. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm just eye candy now. I'm fine. You know, when I found out later, like that next day, what happened, one of the dudes, one of our partners who went to the club with us, I was telling him what happened. He bust out laughing. I'm like, man, what you laughing at? He was like, I ain't going to even lie, Shy. When you was at the club and you was over there by the mirror dancing by yourself, man, I didn't realize how hard I was staring at you. And I looked up, your husband was looking all up in my damn mouth. And only thing I could say, man, how the hell you let your wife come out the house with that right there on? Ain't no way. And then because he said that right there, that just threw my ex-husband completely off, because he was looking at me. But he just wanted to say something to throw my damn ex-husband off. You know, when he was pissed off at me for the rest of the damn night, he didn't say shit to me on the way home or nothing because of his ass. Now, to answer the question about going out, I don't think that it's nothing wrong with, you know, a mate, a girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, or whatever going out. It's that person. Now, if you cannot trust that person, if you think when you go to the club she's going to be all up on this man, this ain't no shit you just found out. That's because you knew you had a loose woman or a loose man before you even took them to the club. You know, my thing is respect. Now, I was with my husband. I wouldn't be up dancing up on nobody. And if somebody come up on me, I'd tell him, look, my man over there, don't do that. You know, I'm eye candy and eye candy only. That's it. But if you take a woman to the club and she's on the damn dance floor dancing, she's letting this damn man get all up on her, she popping her ass, she on the floor, coochie popping and shit, you know that might be how she got your ass.
That ain't what I'm talking about, though. I ain't talking about that.
Mm-hmm. I don't see nothing wrong with you and your mate going out.
Fuck that. You missing the point. I'm saying, even if the woman good, you know what I'm saying? Even if she a good woman, that ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm saying it's the whole place environment to take her because of what the niggas are at. You know what I'm saying? Most niggas are out to try to get some pussy and take something home. That's the whole nigga mind frame. I'm going to go out here and get drunk and find something to take home. And most niggas to say, I don't give a fuck. You're like, I kill it. That damn flirt shit, that shit real. Motherfuckers think like that. I don't give a shit if they with that nigga or not. So what I'm saying is, if you take your wife or somebody you care about, you know what I'm saying, you gotta understand that it may be a situation that might come up where you're gonna have to throw some blows because a nigga, especially if you're fine, of course you want somebody that's fine. Don't nobody want none of that ugly. And I don't give a shit. I take my woman in there and I go to the bathroom, leave at the table by herself. But what I'm saying is that you still gonna have a problem because of the way people are today. They have that I don't give a fuck attitude. I'm gonna get what I want, or I'm gonna try to get what I want by all means necessary.
So
what I'm saying is, in the environment, a nigga, I mean, whether you good or not, whether you tell them I can't own it, 9 times out of 10, when you say some shit like that, well, fuck you, bitch, or a nigga, they're going to get in mind, well, fuck you then. And then the next thing he going to be doing is looking at the nigga.
Well, what if you going out to a damn? What if you going out to eat some damn where that's fine? You might see some damn niggas there too. You ain't gonna go no goddamn where to come there.
Yeah, but still, we talking about dancing up on a motherfucker trying to grab some ass or something like that. When you in the club, when a nigga still female in the club, that's just like Freaknik. When motherfuckers you go to Freaknik, I don't give a shit if you a goddamn virgin down at that motherfucker. If you at Freaknik, a motherfucker think you down there to fuck. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got a damn short skirt on, if you got something short, whether you do or not, you pass a motherfucker, he got that camera on, he going to have it on your ass, and he going to be trying to grab your ass. It's your fault for going there. It's your fault for going there because it's Freaknik.
It's my fault for going up out there. Well, I can go wherever the hell I want to go. If somebody try to grab on me, I just tell them, don't touch me. I tell them, don't put your hands on me, even when I go to the club. Don't put your damn hands on me.
That's another subject. I'm just telling you, the topic at hand is about taking your mate to a motherfucking goddamn thing. Now, see, a woman might be able to get away with it because ain't too many women that going to step to a man in no motherfucking club. You're like that. Especially if you see goddamn look like the goddamn female he with is about his body. You know, got a stiletto on, they can get in her damn temple. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I did. Motherfuckers use stiletto for weapons. They use the little sexy for goddamn.
Oh, motherfucking red. I know mine be pointing.
So what I'm saying is, it ain't about all that. What I'm saying is, when you go to the club, you know that's in the environment. Should you take somebody that you in love with or that you have feelings for to a place that you know motherfuckers are for only one thing, to get drunk and fuck something?
That's not it. Well, I hear you. I hear you.
I ain't talking about just no ordinary club. Now, I ain't just saying club.
I'm
talking
what
about
you
them, I'm talking about them booger back clubs, them holes in the wall, motherfucking there smoking weed and it's already some hooches in there with green hair, red hair, yellow hair. Yellow toenails, I'm talking about getting them popping ass and doing all the hair on the wall.
Saying. I feel what you're saying. My thing is, again, you know, you got a motherfuckers who's real with it, you know, like me. I tell them, you know, back up off me. But at the same time, people go to the club and sometimes, like you say, be that mate. They be jealous. What the fuck you up on my woman for? You mean, but I feel you kind of, you know, but again, my thing is, I just don't see too much wrong with it. I mean, if you go, fine. Just know how to conduct yourself when you go.
You know.
That's just me. Who's that? Let me go over here. I see Smell So Good is instant messaging me, too. What's up, Smell So Good? What's up? Let me go over here and give shouts out to everybody who's tuning in. Got the Peace Seeker on the line. Oh, let me unmute your phone. Got Steady J on the line. He said he'll be right back, though. Let me go over up in here in the room for a minute. One minute, trying to check out everybody who's up in here listening and everything. Mouth kind of raggedy because this ain't no just good one. Up in the room we have FNF Studio. We have Lady Flavor, Teddy J, Goofy Bone has stopped through, Sister as well. Thank you all so much for tuning in for another episode. I tried to go back in edit the show because, like I said, it's supposed to be like from 5 to 7, but I see this one right here was scheduled for 4:30. So it's like 25 minutes remaining up in this show. And we have the Peace Seeker on the line because today is open mic. So I'm hoping that he's about ready to throw something out there for everybody who tunes in as well. And be hoping and praying that he bless the microphone. I know you're not going to let anybody down. Come on and throw something out here, baby.
I do a little something for you like this.
Thank you.
Sitting here thinking about you and all the things we used to do. I never thought that I would lose you, 'cause you were always my boo. I'm sitting here wondering where we, wondering where we went wrong. Cause now I'm here all alone, wishing you would come back home. Tell me why, why, baby, why do I just go away? Get me missing you every day, baby. Tell me why, oh, 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 oh. Why, baby, why do I have to go away? Get me missing you every day. I'm missing you. I don't understand why you left. Shower didn't I do? Wasn't I always there for you? And wasn't I good to you? How was I to know something was wrong? Baby, I can't read mine. All you had to do was tell me. But you kept it all inside. Tell me why. Oh, why? Baby, why'd you always go away? Tell me this is you every day, baby. Tell me, oh, why, baby, why you have to go away? Tell me this is you every day. I'm missing you. Yeah, for real. Why you gotta go away? Get at your boy.
Get at your boy. Dale. Damn, boy, I love to hear you sing, Peace Speaker. Damn, I've been forgetting you tonight. Peace Speaker, I love to hear you. Damn, that's what's up. Cash, you there?
Nope.
There he go. Cash called himself mad at me. He said he ain't fucking with me no more. You heard me, Peace Speaker?
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, I love that. You know, I love to listen to you. Didn't he sound good, Cass?
Yeah, no disrespect to him. He all gravy. It's you.
It's me.
he know what to do. That man gonna be on the Music Awards soon. I ain't talking about him. It's you.
Well, what about me, Cass? Go on, let it out again. Well, what about me, Cass?
It's you.
What about me?
It's you.
You know the only thing you can fucking say about me.
Set of pussy lips I've never seen. If I wanted to eat ya, I could eat ya, cause your pussy clean. I thought it was all how that pussy sat up in them jeans. But now I got you naked, I can see how that pussy hang. I better snap out this shit, or I'ma do the wrong thing. I wanna fuck you raw, that pussy like it's everything. Now all I wanna know, that pussy get real wet. You got a soak, I got to run my tongue across your chest. Or I can rub on your click and just play with your neck. And let me slide my fingers in that pussy just to check. It ain't about who's spending the most money, it's about who fucked the best. I'm a high bitch to a freak, baby, when it comes to sex. Nice pink pussy, same color as cotton candy. And pussy smell like water, ain't no smell in it. A clean motherfucker, she runs to the shower when we finish. Lil' mama got a snapper, pussy be biting while I'm biting. A tight pussy, seem like she ain't been fucked in a minute. I like to look at it while we fucking, I can see them lips gripping. Seem like that pussy get wetter when I'm toes to the ceiling. And while she steady moaning, shit, I'm steady digging. Can fuck however long I can see that pussy from that position. And pussy so good, wish I was able to take this pussy with me. Just let me lay my head on this pussy for a minute. You got the prettiest and the best pussy I done got, period. Had a bitch though, when she take that shit off though and get naked, cuz pussy just flawless though. Told my pussy just sit up like a mango though. Pussy get super wet though. Pretty lips on the pussy nigga than ever seen, cuz. I fucked up, homie. I seen this here, cuz this over here fucks me up though. For real though. I had to write this one, man. Miss Pretty Pussy, I fucks with you though.
That's the only thing you can say. Anyway, let me see. We have another caller here online. Casanova, baby, you still there? Casanova, come out and play.
Hey, go to the next caller.
Okay, I'm going. Hold on 1 minute. 1 minute, my... Now I got this old ragged ass mouse now. I couldn't afford to get in there another good one. Damn. Okay. Good evening, caller. How are you? Who are you and where you calling from, baby?
Hello. Hello. It's Marvin in America. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
It's in the family. It's who I am.
What's up, bold redneck fam?
Oh, I'm doing just a little bit better than last week. No wonder you color stole my wagon.
There you go about that bullshit. Okay. I'm sorry to hear that, you colored spotted man. Be like the British say, you got the spotted, what is it, spotted dick, bloody dick, whatever they say.
Hello? What the hell is
that? You don't know nothing about that, Sam.
No, I know.
That's above your head.
Yeah,
that's
all
I want to
leave that
damn
wagon.
Him and his
Ooh.
Wagon.
I said, did you find your goddamn wagon?
Hold on there, boy. You watch who you talking to. You talking to your business family who I am. Watch you out, boy.
Everybody on this show is 18 and up. There's no boys, no little girls up on this show. It's grown-ass people up
you
in
here. You wait a minute. You wait a minute, you call it.
Now, I will disconnect your way. Hold up, Sam. Hold up. Baby, get out. Put my drink down. Sam, I will. Casanova don't have a switchboard to cut your ass out, but I will disconnect you.
I'm sorry.
Okay, just make sure that's understood now. And like I said, it's grown-ass people up in the show.
Oh, y'all didn't do Sam wrong.
I don't cry, you know, just remember that we are grown-ass people. Whatever your personal beliefs and feelings and shit is, that's on you.
Hey,
okay.
Let me ask you something, Sam.
Yeah.
I know you don't like me, but let me ask you something. Do you think you would take your cow to a club where you know people might try to kill her?
Well, old Mister, I finally got her stop on bleeding on her elbows. You know, them guys threw her out and put her up in the parking zone. And, oh, Lord Jesus, they did that so wrong.
Bessie, you crying, Sam?
No, I'm not crying. I'm a man. Old Bessie. Lord Jesus, Bessie.
I believe you be fucking that cow, man. You
I ain't not believing he. You be fucking the cow. You just not realized that I just told you that he was fucking old Bessie.
Motherfucker, be proud of it. Tell the world you're putting your vein up in bits, and then I'm gonna send them people for your ass.
Oh, I don't do that with no animal. He's telling you, Colors, I don't do that. Why you Colors always seems to always say that I do relation with my cow? I don't
do it. You know, late at night, by 2:40, by late at night, 2 a.m, old business start looking like old time these days. And then by two in the morning, you roll over on bench and look like a dime PT. You know you're going to get some.
No. I don't know when 2 o'clock call around. Well, Sam be up in ready. He be up in powdered fields and everything. Yeah, I want some tomatoes. I got some tomatoes growing in somebody's backyard. I don't know who it is. They ran me out with a double barrel shotgun, but I'll be back to get them.
Where you located at, man? Where you at now, man?
Now, you Colors don't try to throw some money for my bonus, and y'all started trying to get me to tell where I'm at. I throw some money from child support people, and y'all started trying to ask Sam where in the hell he at.
Well,
are you
close by the Mississippi? Are you close by Mississippi?
I don't know what the hell is. What is Mississippi?
Are you close by New York? Are you close by New York?
I don't know where New York is either.
Are you close by Florida?
I'm
trying to find out where you at because I want to get one of them damn cows you didn't fuck. I want to get one of them little calves, one of them little bitty babies or some shit. I love this burger
shit. Look here, I got to tell you Colors about this shit. You stole my wagon
and we had this conversation yesterday. I mean, not yesterday, but last week. About you talking about the Colors that stole your wagon. Like I said last week, I'm quite sure since you do not like colored people, 9 times out of 10, when you're not running, you do not reside by colored people. That being the case, it probably wasn't the colored person who stole your shit. It probably was the other who stole your shit.
It was the other. I knew it. I can tell you it was a color. It was some color because it had bandanas on. You Colors always wear bandanas.
Mm-hmm. You should have what the motherfucker had on a white sheet.
No, he didn't have on no sheet because they stole the sheet off my wagon. That's what I used to get in the car.
They stole the sheet off your wagon?
Yeah, they stole it off a wagon.
Ah, shit, they were having a rally with your shit.
Hey, let me ask you this. Who your phone with? What company your phone with?
Who?
What company is your phone with?
I don't know. I guess I took it from somebody. I don't know.
Ever since you've been calling in with a blocked number. Because I ain't lying. The first time you call in when your number is not restricted, I'm telling you, I'm going to do a trace on your shit.
You can't trace it because I'm always going to hit the private numbers. I'm always going to be private. Ain't your show private? So you said a secret?
Yeah,
why
so private.
Why everybody knows about it? Why does everybody know about yourself? Why? You tell me.
Okay. Okay.
You tell me why you show the secret and everybody knew about it.
Y'all been spreading the word. You just spread the word to all your hillbilly friends and everything else, you know.
No, I don't get along with none of them hillbillies or them Colors. I stick to myself.
Well, you just spread the word to Napoleon then. Napoleon just spread the damn word.
Who the hell is Napoleon? Who is he? I don't have any arms, boy. I don't even do hogs, okay? I don't do no
wild hogs and shit.
No, I don't do any hogs. I don't do none of that. I don't do nothing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I hear you. Well, Sam, you know today is open mic.
Open mic?
And since I've been doing the show, I know that you do not do the open mic. We have 9 minutes remaining up on the show. Let me... Right fast, give a shout out to everybody. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. Casanova, I see that Angel Eyes, if you're out there listening, you know, call and holler at my boy Casanova. It might make him feel a little better. He called himself pissed off at me, but he'll get over the shit.
What the hell are you mad about? You mad because you're the color, dude? Come on and join those there. We supposed to be some color-hating people.
Hello, Sam. I got another caller. Hello, one moment, Sam. I'm coming right back to you. 773. This is Chi-Town. Good evening, baby. How are you?
What up?
Hey, Mike, what's going on with you, baby?
Shit, I hear you, man, trying to give the new number. Your ass won't answer the phone. You ain't
I ain't been home. I'm tired of y'all with this shit. I have not been home. I've been ripping and running.
You stay your ass
but then
in the
when
house,
you did
man.
Call, when you called and gave me the number, I was asleep. But it's on
right,
the phone still. I got
right.
it. I'm looking at it now.
You got
what
it now?
What happened with the other number you had?
I don't know.
Damn, girl, I'm going to tell your phone up. Huh?
Hell no.
Okay. Okay. Well,
hold
I,
on.
Now we got Peace Seeker.
Yeah.
Well, I thought we got 8 minutes left. You want to throw something else out there for us? And then I won't. If Casanova ain't too mad at me, I want him to throw something out there for us, too.
Sure.
Okay.
Give me a sec.
Thank you. You
give me a second, right quick.
Okay.
I think I can sing for you.
Okay, that's what's up, babe.
Let me see.
That's
not my last. I can drop a little something for you like this. Here we go. Casanova said that he's upset with Shy because he's tripping, telling no lies about that club life. She playing a game with him, and we don't like that. I'm trying to be the mediator, but I see that's a fact. Some of you women go crazy when you get in the club, and you start acting like a fool. The captain over the zone saying that he ain't got time to play. Captain change the whole and that's a fool. Better get yourself together, girl. Get yourself together, girl. So he's trying to play and tap the table. You better get yourself together, girl. Get yourself together, girl. Cause you're trying to play and tap the table.
You're so fucking thawed, and you ain't right. You ain't right.
Hey,
I thought you were my damn boy.
You're wrong for that, Doc.
Y'all, we got like 4 minutes left on the show. Cass, you want to throw something out there before it's the day?
I'm gonna
get y'all.
You want to throw something out there, Cass?
You wrong, Doc.
Yeah, he wrong. Limb wrong.
I thought you were my dog.
Hey, man, I'm just goofing on, man.
Oh, my good grace. You ain't right. Captain, over before. You still mad at me?
Oh, man.
Cass, you still mad?
It's all good, man.
Mike, you still mad?
We one big family.
Michael, you still mad, too?
No, I ain't never mad at you.
Oh, okay. I got everybody mad at me. DJ Smell So Good asking me, where the hell you been? Where you been? I mean, shit, I love y'all still. No, much. Sam, I guess you mad, too, Sam?
Yeah, because you was a caller. I don't like you.
Fuck
I'm always
you.
Mad at you.
Fuck you,
okay.
Sam. Tune
hey,
in for the
next
show.
Can I tell y'all something?
Come on, tell me something, Sam. Because the show about to get ready to cut off.
Y'all do, Sam. Move on.
I'm sorry, man. I was just goofing up.
But we love you, too. And you all, I love y'all so much. Cass, I still love you.
I don't love you.
You say you don't
I
love me?
I told you was a color. No, because you was a color.
Okay, I had to disconnect his ass. He don't love me. The show about to get ready and cut off anyway. Ben Tay, I love you. Don't be stepping on my damn dog. The kid beat abusing my dog. Steady J, thank you for tuning in.
Mr. Peace Seeker, thank you for tuning in. Casanova, I can't call you, huh? Casanova, I can't call you, huh? Okay, I guess that's a no. Me disconnect his ass too. Casanova.
Hey, you know hey, bitch, I got one thing to say, bitch. I love you. Hope you get this message. I know this. You're talking to the answer.
I love you too. Y'all ain't right, Casanova. Mad at me, talking about don't call him. Okay, I feel like.
Love you.
What you say?
Oh, no, it's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I got YouTube.
Mm-hmm. He still loves me. Everybody, tune in for the next episode, the next show with Shy and Cass. And, you know, we love you so much. Y'all have a blessed evening. Have a blessed night. God bless. Tune in.
Good take.
Next episode.
I love you, homie. It smells so good. I love you, homie. We doing
whatever.
A thing up in there.
Bye, Casanova. Love y'all. Have a blessed day.
I'm going to go to the hospital.